I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. The natural human urge to top up gas tanks just in case is feeding into the problem of gasoline stations running dry after the country's biggest fuel pipeline was disabled by a cyber attack. There's still no promises from Colonial Pipeline about when their systems get fixed, but the company has directed its people to open valves manually to get some gas moving. Meanwhile, the chief energy regulator in the U.S. is pointing out that pipeline companies, unlike electric power companies, are not required to harden their systems against computer hacking, something federal regulators could soon move to change. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more on what federal and state governments are doing now to smooth out the gasoline supply.
The Colonial Pipeline carries 2.5 million barrels of fuel a day from the Gulf Coast all up along the East Coast. And moving that much fuel without it is not easy, says Willie Shee at Harvard Business School. But
there are buffer inventories all along the pipeline and all along the distribution network.
And he says there are things the federal government can do and is doing to move supply around more quickly. One of the big ones?
The administration suspended the hourly limit that truck drivers can drive while they're driving tanker trucks around.
States are also taking action. Georgia, for example, has increased the amount of weight trucks are allowed to carry on its roads and bridges, says Devin Gladden at AAA.
So that allows for heavier tankers to drive more gasoline to stations that need it. The other thing the state has done is to waive the state gas tax
to help stabilize gas prices. Gladden says consumers also have a role to play in not panic buying. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.